Right. Right. That's it. Okay, guys. We got to start. We are, we actually got carried away last week with the... I forgot to finish last simon to see.
This is the microphone. The microphone.
Okay.
Nishmas
the outside of Donnie's father. Dov Avram Ben Indo. Okay. Actually, going back to 2 years ago, I just want to correct something. If I might have said it, I don't remember. I looked through my notes. I did not see it in my notes, so maybe I didn't say it. Hopefully I didn't say it because it was wrong. But I did say it. We were discussing 2 weeks ago that if there's three people who have a Zimun together, that even if one of the person goes ahead and forgets and he benches, he could still have a Zimun afterwards. This is not true if the third person is mitzarif al yidei mizonos or anything but water. If the third person is just mitzarif by, let's say, has mizonos and he's mitzarif and he goes ahead and makes an al michya, he is no longer allowed to mitzarif from the zeman. That's a mefurish mishnah brura. What? Bread is okay. He's not okay. He loses out on the zeman, but he's allowed to answer the zeman. But if someone has mizonos, then he's not allowed to do. You want to know where that is? It's a Mishnah Bura. 1 second. In Simon Kuf Tzadi Zion. Here, Sivkot and Tess. Sivkot and Tess over there is Zivin Kvar Beirach Bracha Akrona Shuv Eini Cholim Lazamin Alav. So Sivkot and Tess over there is Mefurish over there. If I said differently 2 years ago, I apologize. But that's Alach L'maisa. By bread, if he goes out and benches, he loses out on his Zeman, but he may answer the Zeman for the other two people. But if he's at Mizonos or Shahakol or something like that, then if he goes out and makes a Bracha Akrona, he's no longer allowed to answer to the Zeman. Okay. Now, moving along to the stuff. So, we ended off on Kuf Tzadi Tet Siv Gimel. We did. That's Kuf Tzadi Tet Siv Dalet. Ovid Kochavim. So, in Kuf Tzadi Tet Siv Dalet. Ovid Kochavim, Eim Azavnil Love. You're not allowed to have a Zeman with a Goy. But, Filu Ger Shemal Volotabal, Eim Azavnil Love. Even a Ger that does Mila. That has Mila without Tevila, Eim Azamlan, you're not allowed to have a Zimun with him, and Sivkot and Hay explains the reason why. Deino Ger Achi Yimova Yitbo, because you need two Tanayim. Actually, the third Tanayim of Kabbalah's all mitzvahs also. But you need, for sure, Mila and Tevila, or else he's not a Jew yet. Therefore, you cannot have a Zimun with him. Now, Ger, Gomor Mazamlan, but if he's a complete Ger, you could obviously have a Zimun with him. You can even say the part of benching of Shimchalta Lavosenu, which refers to our forefathers, but nevertheless, the Gera is still allowed to say this. Sipay. Onin b'chol shu pater milavarech. Onin during the weekday, where he's pater from making brachas, because an onin. Onin is someone who lost one of his close relatives. Let's say father or mother right now. And he is potter mikol mitzvahs. Until they bury the parent, he is potter for all mitzvahs. He's also potter for making brachos. Therefore, ein mezamein alav. We do not mezamein with an onen. Although we are allowed to mezamein. We'll see later on that even if there's an Indian that giving the avol himself to bench. But avol does do zimun. But an onen is not allowed to mezamein alav. Even with the evidence, it's not a good zimun. Sivav. We'll do Sivav and Zayin together because they're really one unit over here. Before we read Sivav, a little introduction. The Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos is Tanur Rabbanon. Noshim Mezamnus La'atzman, V'avadni Mezamnim La'atzman. Women are allowed to have a Zimun together. And Avadim are allowed to have a Zimun together. Aval Noshim, Avadim Ketanim, Ein Mezamnim, V'yachad. They're not allowed to have a Noshim and Avadim are not allowed to have a Zimun together. Mishum Pritzusa, because it's Pritzus. We see from over here, at least the women have a opportunity. They're allowed to have a zimun by themselves. There's a Gemara in Erchin Daf Gimel that says, Hakol chayavim zimun. Everyone is chayav and zimun. The Gemara asks, Hakol atuimai. Who is this Hakol? Who is everyone coming to include? And it says it's coming to include women, which is Masha from this Gemara Erchin, which adds another level. It sounds from here that women are not allowed to do it. They're chayav to do it. They're chayav to do have a zimun. It says, Hakol chayavim zimun. That's what comes out of the Gemara in Erchin. So there's a machlokas rishonim how to understand these Gemaras. The Rosh understands that women, when they're together, have a chiyuv gomer to do zimun, just like men have a chiyuv gomer, women have a chiyuv gomer to make zimun together. And that he learns out from the Gemara in Erchin. That is the sheet of the Rosh. However, Rashi and Tosos learn out that really a woman only has a rishos. So if she wants to make a zimun, she's allowed to make a zimun. She's definitely not chayiv to go ahead and zimun. What do they do with the Gemara in Erchin? They go to the Gemara in Erechon, they explain, what is that Gemara talking about? They're talking about when a woman is amongst men who are making a zimun, then a woman has a requirement, she has a chiev to partake in the zimun. She ate with these men, she has a chiev to partake in the zimun, to answer the zimun. However, when Nashim are by themselves, there's no chiev, there's no such chiev, there's only Rishos. So the Machlok is Rosh versus the Rashi and Tosus, whether women, when they're by themselves, they have a chiev or not. Put that aside for a second. The Rambam writes also that women are allowed to make a zimun by themselves, but they're not allowed to meet starif to make a zimun of a sarah. To say Hashem's name, that they're not allowed to. Why? Because when you say zimun of a sarah, it becomes a davar shebekdusha. And a davar shebekdusha, we know all over halacha, minyan, baruch hu, kaddish, women are not mitzarif for a minyan. Therefore, also over here, a woman cannot be mitzarif to say Shem Hashem. So when we say women are mitzarif for a zimun, that's only for a zimun of shlosha. But if a zimun of a sar to say Hashem's name, the Rambam says that they are not allowed to be mitzarif. How do we pass it? So the mechaber is really no hachra from the mechaber. He says nashim zamnas latsim. I'm sorry, the mechaber says nashim zamnas latsim rishus. The mechaber sounds like he's saying it's rishus, and the Mishnah Berurah also in Sifkan Yud Gimel also says rishus. They pass it like the Rishonim and say rishus. The Gra in Bir Alocha, the Bir Alocha Dibor Maskel Nashim says the Gra Paskin that it's a Chiyuv just like the Rosh. What do we say Alocha Lamaisa? So, in terms of women being mitzarif with men to create a zimun, I mean, there's two men and one woman. That's from the first Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Yud Beis. Sifkan Yud Beis says, "Rotz l'omer im lo ayu rak shnei anashim, ein elu mitzarfin l'shlosu she's chayva yadam zimun. A woman is not allowed to combine with two men in order to create zimun. Mishum de elu einam dein chiyuvim zimun. Udikamei v'siv zayin. Va'afilu im rotz l'zamein imam gamkein en rishayin. If they want to make a zimun, they are not allowed to make a zimun together." They have at least have a rishus when they're by themselves, but when they're with men, they are not mitzarif to create a zimun. Because it's not nice to make a tziruf of men and women together in order to create a zimun. And he says, even a wife with her husband, Ubanah, and her children, Gamkin Einachin Litzarf Mitamze. It's also not right to mitzarf this. So therefore, in first Mishnah Berurah, that women do not combine, join with men to create a zimun. What about women have a zimun by themselves? So you see from the halacha, we paskin like the Mishnah Berurah, that they have a rishus. Women want to make a zimun by themselves, they have a rishus to do so. The Bir Halacha does write that Acha Olam no Nagu Kain. Sounds like he says the Minag was not like that, and it probably was not like that for a long time. That woman just didn't make zimun. But if they have Rishustu, spoke to Rav Nevin Sol, says Rav Nevin Sol, if they have Rishustu, there's no problem if they want to make a zimun. However, one should know that Berkowitz said this, that it really is totally on their kavanas. It's really totally on their kavanas. If their kavanas is L'Shem Shemayim, they wanted to get together, Gadlu L'Hashem Yitroh Shema Yechdav, and they want to bless Hashem's name together, great. Let them go do so. If they're L'Shem Shemayim, unbelievable. But as we all know, that some women like to try and be like men. They like to be like men, and therefore, if that's their kavanah, they want to. They feel like they're prejudiced against women, and therefore they want to prove to everyone that they could be just like us, and that's why they make a zimun. That's their goals. If that's their goals, then obviously this is a dover. This is not only they shouldn't do it. It's a terrible thing, and they should stay away from these things. And women should stay away from these type of women. if a woman is l'shem shemaim, they're allowed to make their own zimun, and no problem.
They say Rabbi Sinevar, eh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know exactly.
You are not rabbis.
You could, whatever. Shh, guys. But Pashut, but it's Pashut though. If there is a man there, they should definitely not make a zimun in front of the man. In front of the man, he will be after me, mechayiv in answering the zimun. So therefore he should not come. They should wait for him to either bench and leave, or just not have a zimun at all. Stoma, they should answer. If he's kovei with them. Okay. Okay, but once you know, which is most of the thing, the part people like to talk about this other stuff that's going on over here. It's not so important because really the minhag was not to do this for probably forever. But the main thing is what. Okay, I haven't read the halacha inside yet. Let's look at the mechaber inside and we'll see. So, nashim ba'avadim uktanim im mezamin aleihem. Habul mezamin la'atzon. They're allowed to make a zimun by themselves. V'lo tei chabura shel nashim ba'avadim uktanim mezamin yachad. You're not allowed to have a chabura of women, slaves and children together. Mishum pritzusa da avadim, because avadim are very parts. El nashim la'atzman v'avadim la'atzman ubivad shelo yizamim b'shem. Nashim by themselves, avadim by themselves. As long as they do not say Hashem Zayin, that's the Rambam that we saw before. They're not allowed to say it. Do it b'shem Hashem. And Zayin says nashim mizamus la'atzman rishos. If women want to get together, make a zimun together, it's a rishos. Aval kisha ochlo sima anashim chayavos. But if they're eating with men, that is when they're a chayim. So that's what I'm talking about. That came out of the Rishon, the Pasim Rishos, when they're with other men and they're making a zimun, the women are chayim in zimun then. The yotzei spezimun, shalana the yotzei by answering our zimun. Apple pish, ain't a mevinus, even if they do not understand the zimun, they don't understand what's going on in the zimun, they will still be yotzei the zimun. This we saw earlier on already. So someone's wife or someone's sister, if they eat to bikvias at the Shabbos table with everyone else, they are chayiv and zimun just like a man, they are chayiv to zimun, and therefore, a lot of times the wife has to go out, whatever she's doing, she's feeding the baby, she's putting the baby to sleep, and they want to go out and bench. It's not right for them to bench without the woman. They should call the woman to come back to the table to bench with them. She doesn't have to be mamash at the table, we saw before, as long as even if she could be in a different room, she's answering, she could hear them, and possibly she could still just answer the zimun. She doesn't have to bench with them, she could just answer the zimun, and then come back and bench later. But women are chayiv if they're eating with men. Sif ches. Androgynous. Someone who has both mizamin lamino. He has mizamin to his own man. Three androgynouses, they can have the zimun together. Ve'ina mizamin lo la'anashim, lo la'anashim. They're not mitzayir for the anashim or women to make a zimun because they're their own min b'fnei atzmo. Sif tes tumtum ain't a mizamin klal. Tumtum, who has no signs, he is not mizamin at all, because maybe he's each one of, you know, if they're three tumtums together, maybe one's a guy and two's a girl. So they're not having a zimun together. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains it. As in, Sif yud. Katan shigia la'onos apuotos. Katan who reaches a certain age, onos apuotos is a certain age where a child is a bigger child. Somewhere between 6 and 9 seems like from the poskim. Someone who's harif, someone who's a child who's a little bit smarter, probably could do 6. Or Letzion, I think, says 6. And another tonight is they have to know who they're making a bracha to. And you know, a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that the reason why we're making brachas is for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Mechaber Paskins, Vizamnir Love, and Star, Ben Shlosha, Ben Lasara. The Mechaber Paskins, like the Chochme Svar, the Rishonim of the Svarad, the Ramam, and the Rif, that you can mitzarif a katan to benching for Birkas Hamazon. He could be the third, or even he could mitzarif to say Hashem's name. He could be the 10th. You've been zamin a little bit. Start bein l'shol shabel sorry. You've been start to zimun to create a zimun together. The Ramah, however, passes like the Chachmi Ashkenaz, the Rosh, and the Mordechai. They show me the imit starfin otal klal. Adchi ben shlosh shoyshan until he turns 13 years old. The az mechazkin like a gadol shevi shtei sars. Then he has a chazaka the rabba. That he became a gadol at this point, and he has to stay sars once he turns 13. And therefore, we wait till then to refer him to mitzaref zimun v'chein noagin le'ein l'shanos. And that is the minug, and one should not change the minug. That is how one should act. V'cheresh v'shotun, v'chavni v'vina mitzaref l'zimun, v'cheresh v'shota, also if they have kavana and they understand. V'cheresh is a deaf person, shota is a deaf mute, crazy person. We're talking about here at a certain level. They have to have some certain levels of das already. Or I think the Mr. Burry points this out. Or else, obviously, they cannot commit starf at all. Afal pishen acher shomea bracha. Even though acher does not hear the bracha, he can still be mitzarf to the zimun. Okay, so over here, the svardim paskin that you can be mitzarf a katan, Ashkenazim paskin you cannot. If you have one adult male Sephardi and one adult male Ashkenazi and a Katan. I believe the Katan could be what between a Sephardi and a Ashkenaz. If the Sephardi wants to make a Zimun together, he has a right to, and the Ashkenazi has no problem. He can answer the Zimun, and he should answer the Zimun. He can give exactly the Sephardi the Zimun. He's not chayav to make a Zimun because Ashkenazi would hold it's not really a Tziruf. However, he can answer the Zimun for the Sephardi, no problem. If there's exactly 10 and one of them is a Katan, so in that case, there's an Ashkenazi also amongst them. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says he should answer quietly and not say Hashem. He should not answer say Hashem's name. He doesn't have the right to say Hashem's name. He could answer the Zimun when he could start to make 10, but he should say it quietly, not say Hashem's name when he gets to Hashem's name. So the Ramah brings down the Chazaka. He could be somech on the fact that if a katan is 13 years old, he has brought shtei saras and he could bench. So, that is only if you hold that birkas haziman is derabbanan. Because if you hold birkas haziman is deraisa, we only rely on this chazaka that a child who reaches 13 is automatically assuming he has shtei saras. That is only by dinah derabbanan. But by dinah deraisa, we don't rely on this chazaka. That's why when it comes to parsha zachar, we don't rely on a bar mitzvah boy should not be laning parsha zachar because it's a deraisa. If it's a deraisa, therefore you have to have for sure a gadol that is laning parsha zachar. So too over here, it only works if you say birkas zimun is derabbanan. So if you remember back to the first year in birkas zimun, we did say we came out that birkas zimun is derabbanan. However, there was a chazanish that held that birkas zimun is deraisa. I thought, according to this Chaznish, I don't know what he does with this Ramah, whether he argues with it, I tried looking at the Chaznish, I didn't see, or I'm not sure exactly, but it should come out if you hold the right, so you cannot rely on this Chazaka. However, this Chazaka over here helps even for the Bar Mitzvah boy to bench. He's even allowed to lead the benching. A 13-year-old is even allowed to lead the benching. Only nowadays. It used to be back in the day where the person would bench for everyone. He would be Yotze everyone in Birkas HaMazon. Over there, though, the 13-year-old would not be allowed to bench because that would be relying on the Chazaka the Rabbah for a Din D'Oraisa. That we would not allow. But nowadays, since everyone benches by themselves, this far is going to come into play a lot tonight. Since everyone benches by themselves, we do not apply the Din D'Oraisa. It's only Yotze in Birkas Zimun. Therefore, he could even lead the benching. And that's exactly what happened at Rav Chisyahu's son's Bar Mitzvah. He led the benching. Rav Nevinsal told him to lead the benching that night. So therefore, we do rely on the chazaka of the rabbah by Birkas Hazimun. Okay, Sif Yud Aleph to finish 7 Kufzadi test. Mishni Dual Avera Eim Azam Nelav. Someone who gets the type of cherem nidui because of someone of Avera he does. One, people should not be mezam with him. People should not be mitzarif bezimun with him. That is Simon Kufzadi test. Let's move on a little bit to Simon Reish before we take a break. Simon Reish, Sif Aleph. Dina Masik Telavarch. Shoshish Achlu Kechot. Three people are eating together. Echad Masik Al Korchel Lashnaim, then Ona Eman Birkas Zimun. If two people are finished eating and they want to leave, they could force the third person to bench. They say it's time to bench. They could tell them to stop eating, answer our Zimun. But Filo Rotzel Ahasik, Even if he says, no, I'm not going to stop eating, they could start the Ziman, whether he's going to answer or whether he doesn't answer, as long as he's there, as long as the third person's there, they can make him have a Ziman.
Even if he doesn't answer?
Even if he doesn't answer. But two people are not chayev to be masik for the third person. Therefore, there's no chiyuv ziman until they want to stop eating and make a bruch. If they didn't want to stop, and they said, no, we're not going to stop, and he goes ahead and says, and they don't answer, he didn't do anything, that doesn't count for anything. And if they don't want to stop, if they do not want to stop, he is not allowed to leave the table until he's not allowed to leave the table. Go to the shuk until the other two people finish bench. Like we said before, once you koveya together, once you start eating together, you are chayv to stay at that table until you bench together. Because he's already chayv in ziman. Now, how could he leave the table before he does ziman? That is not permissible. So when you have three people together and two want to finish, so they can force the third person to bench. The reason the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkan Beis Kaven Shame Rabim, because they're the majority. Meaning when you have the majority could force the minority. So it's not only when you have two and one. If let's say you have five people and three want to bench now, they could also force the other two to bench. Anytime you have the majority, they could force the other people to go ahead and bench. And we see over here in the Mechaber, even if the person does not want it to, and he does not answer, there's still Yotzi, there's Zimun. However, the guy who does not answer, even though the other two will Yotzi Zimun, the other third guy is not Yotzi Zimun, since he's not answering, he's not Yotzi Zimun. That was Mishnah Berurah Gimel. If you look at Mishnah Berurah Gimel, he says, I'm a first. Retzel Vilma, Afal P, Heim Yotzi in Dei Zimun, Kevin Chomit Sham. And it says, unless he stops and answers the Zimun, he is not Yotze. Okay, so when are we talking on? When is this that he could force someone to two people could force the third person? The Bir Locha discusses the Shail. Is this in every case of three people eat together? Two people wolf down their sandwich and they want to go. They want to get out of here as quickly as possible. Any case they can force a third guy, or is it only when they really have to go? There's something davar nachos. So over here, the Bir Halacha brings down Or Zeruah, and if you turn the page, it's in Dibur Masech Shloshot Keechad, but it's on page 206. It says Amnon top line, but Or Zeruah Masher the Divrei Haigon VeRabbeinu Chananel Mayri B'Shehutzrichu Hashnayim Lotzeis when they need to leave. V'Davka Az Tzarich Echad Lafsik Lahem. Then is when the third person has to stop for them. There's something pressure, it's something they have to go to. He says, maybe they cannot force the guy, only in a case where they have to leave. There's something that's forcing them to leave, that's the only time where they're going to have a chiyuv, and they can force the guy to stop his suda and eat. But if they do not have any davar nachutz, it's not poshut that they can force him. However, the Bir Halacha says right afterwards, Achman midas derech eretz, asher du lekuliyama tzarech lahasik b'chol gavni. But Shitas Rashi, that this whole sugya really is a din in derech eretz, the guy still has a chiyuv derech eretz. He still has to midas derech eretz. It's not nice for him. The guys, two people want to leave. So stop your meal. Stop, you know, not continue eating. Stop eating for a minute. Answer the benching and let them go. So therefore, at least it's not derech eretz. He would be. He should stop. He should stop for them. He cannot force them. We'll start talking about one guy has to go in one second.
If they're willing to, then it's fine, right?
Right. Okay. So if one person wants to go, we see he cannot force other two people. However, it is lifnei mishuras hadin. They should go beyond the letter of the law, and if no other reason why they can't stop right now, they should stop the suit and obviously answer to this first guy. What if they won't? And this guy has a davar nachas. He's got to get out of there. He's got the bank's closing. He's got to get somewhere, and he's got a $1 million deal to close. So what's going to be in that case?
Stokowski?
Oh, yeah? Okay. So what's going to be in that case? So the Bach. In Sif Kotten Hay, the Mishnah Berurah brings Bach is cholik on this whole din. The Bach holds, since one guy wants to leave before the other two finished eating, the Bach holds that the Chiyuv HaZimun only comes into effect only if they finish eating together. If they have not finished eating together, they're really not chayiv to mezamin together. They have reshus, so they're not chayiv to mezamin together. Therefore, the guy wants to get up and leave, he could go and get up and leave. He's not chayiv in Zimun. However, if you remember back to the first year, and in Zimun, we also mentioned that earlier on, that we do not pass like that. We pass in that once you start the Zimun together, you are chayiv. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. All the achronim are cholik on the bath, and they hold that the chayiv of Zimun already starts from beforehand. Therefore, even if they don't finish together, they are chayiv to mezaymin together. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah is machriya. He writes a couple lines down. It's very important. He says, "V'niu imaya davar nachutz ma'od, davar nachutz ma'od." It's got to be very, very important. Shenogei la'efsin moment mama chodama, and something's going to lose out on money chodama. Eshar sheish lahaki la'echel levarach l'vnei atzol kodim shigarmo shnayim zosel latzeis. He's saying that one can be somach on the bach b'shas the dechag gadol, something that's a davar nachutz gadol. One can be somach on the bach in this case, and go ahead and leave the Zimun if it's really, really, really necessary. What is really, really, really necessary? So that is not clear in the postgame. Don't really talk about it that much. I asked from Nemetzel, what about going to learn? Is that a davar nachutz ma'od? So he sort of shrugged his shoulders at me and didn't give me an answer. So I can't give you an answer then. It's not really so clear what the agdara is. Obviously, you have to decide for yourself. If it's, to go back to your dorm room 5 minutes earlier, that's probably not a davar nachutz, or it's for sure not a davar nachutz. If it's if you're gonna get fired from your job, that's probably a davar nachutz, and anywhere in between, one should not be leaving Zimun. It shouldn't really come into play because other two people should stop for you and answer you in any case.
It has to be those people's specific days to have a meal with, or what if more people join?
I'll take a look. It's gonna finish, and then we'll take questions in a minute. Okay. And one of the things, if you know you're going to have a davar nachutz, if you know you have to get to a chavrusa, let's say, so don't even start with people at the beginning. Don't start don't start eating together and bechayiv and zimun if you know you're going to have to leave earlier. If they're not going to bench with you, that's the best answer. Okay, we'll continue for 6 days.
Oh shoot.